B'HaTorah Niknes B'Arba'im U'Shmonat Dvarim, and the Torah is acquired in 48 ways. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Dr. Mary Kortman, formerly of Elizabeth, New Jersey, and now of the Upper West Side of Manhattan. Today we'll be learning how Torah can be acquired through Binas Halev, which roughly translates to understanding of the heart. Rashi in Shmos Lamed Aleph Pasuk Gimel describes a tivuna, a person who has bina, this quality of understanding, as a maven davar milibo mitoch dvarim shalamad, someone who, from his own heart or intuition, understands something additional about that which he has previously learned. Elsewhere in the Gemara in Chagiga 14a, as well as other sources, bina is described as being maven davar mitoch davar, understanding or intuiting one thing from another. So if bina is intuition, understanding one thing from another, then binas halev is the capacity to apply this to one's own heart, emotional or internal world or experiences, as well as the emotional or internal world of others. This quality is referred to in the secular world sometimes as emotional intelligence. Chazal tell us in the Gemara Nidza 45b, bina yaseira nasna li'isha. Women have an added portion of the trait of bina, intuition. And so the good news is that as women, we hopefully have an extra dose of this quality, and perhaps we are a step ahead in acquiring Torah through binas halev. But how exactly does binas halev, emotional intelligence and intuition, help us to acquire Torah? I would argue, actually, that the better question might be, how could we be kona any part of Torah living or learning without having this quality of emotional intelligence? And I'll share further why I think this is the case. So there are multiple places in the Torah where mitzvot require us to have an understanding of our own emotions. There's mitzvot that mandate having specific emotions or increasing or decreasing our emotions. This is maybe most obvious when it comes to mitzvot being on the chaviro regarding interpersonal relationships. We know famously that one of the most important mitzvot, according to Rabbi Akiva in the Torah, is v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, that we should love our fellow like ourselves. In order to love, we have to feel. The flip side of that same mitzvah, lo sisna esachicha b'vavecha, don't hate your brother or friend in your heart, lo sikom v'lo sitor, don't bear a grudge, don't take revenge, don't be resentful, right? These are all emotional experiences that we're being asked to do or not do. And so when it comes to my interpersonal relationships, I have to be self-reflective. When somebody has hurt me or upset me or done something that's bothered me, I have to have that awareness, wow, that hurt. I have to have that awareness of, oh, that was my emotional reaction to this situation. Maybe that might be a flaw, or that might be something I have to work on. There might be something I have to be aware of in other interpersonal relationships. So when it comes to doing these mitzvot, I have to have an awareness, obviously, of my internal world. And the same thing is true of other mitzvot that apply to my fellow man that are about loving or extending chesed, loving kindness towards somebody else. I have to be able to step outside of myself and be aware of what someone else is thinking, feeling, needing, or struggling with. And then I'm much more able to do what the Torah is asking of me. And when it comes to other mitzvot that are outside the realm of interpersonal relationships, the Torah similarly mandates or asks us to do things regarding our emotions. The Gemara in Tanis 29a tells us to increase our joy in the month of Adar and decrease our joy in the month of Av. The Torah in Devarim, Pasuk Perek Vav Pasuk Hey, which we say in Shema every day, asks us, V'yahavta et Hashem Elokecha, love Hashem your God, right? V'yareta Melokecha, we're also commanded to fear Hashem. We're commanded v'samachta v'chagecha, to rejoice in our holidays, and so on and so forth. So Torah living is clearly more than a ritual. It's more than just walking the walk and doing those behaviors. But in order to really have ownership or kinyan over the Torah, the emotional investment is what makes it ours. Binas Halev helps us to identify with blocking certain elements of Torah from penetrating our hearts and souls, and it guides us to where we might be stuck. It tells us whether, you know, if some aspect of Torah learning or living is harder for us, Binas Halev is what clues us into that, and it begs the question, why? Why am I having this reaction? What's hard for me about this mitzvah, this holiday, this law? And on the flip side too, what am I drawn to? What mitzvahs might be easier for me to perform or more enjoyable for me to perform, and how can I strengthen that? Being mindful of these emotional connections, relationships that we might have with Torah learning and living helps us be able to plan accordingly and integrate Torah more into our lives. It's worth noting here that there's a connection between the word bina, which means understanding, and the word binyan in Hebrew, which means building. Because in some ways, emotional awareness or understanding is the prerequisite to all the Torah that we build or hope to build. Who we are is the vessel for what we learn and what we teach. And if we don't know what we feel, want, fear, or think, then how do we know who we are? In addition to its relevance to mitzvah observance, Binas Halev also just enhances our learning of Torah in and of itself. It requires having an openness and a willingness to see beyond what's in front of us. It's the opposite of being concrete or rigid. And when it comes to Torah learning, that's very important because most things are not just spoon-fed. They're not just what's in front of us. Most deeper understanding of the Torah comes from looking beyond just what you read or know or memorize. It requires being bothered by something. This is most evident for those who have learned Chumash and Rashi before together. Rashi is one of the most commonly cited commentaries commentaries on the Torah, and we often start learning Rashi by asking, what's Rashi's question? What's he bothered by? This implies that Rashi and other commentaries and anyone who's learning Torah had to pause and experience discomfort, be puzzled or troubled by something that they're learning in order to even ask a question in the first place, and then take that question one step further to learn even more. This shows us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us in such a way that we need to be bothered by something in order to grow, and being bothered is an emotional experience. Binas Halev is the recognition of that tug of confusion on our hearts when we're learning Torah. It's that feeling of being bothered or puzzled and pushing us to be curious and try to solve it and explore even further. So having established that this is integral to our Torah learning, what are some ways to strengthen Binas Halev? I'll share just two ideas with you. One comes from Rav Shlomo Volbe, who used to encourage his students to take time out of the study hall, out of the Beis Medrash, to actually spend time alone with themselves. It's only when we're alone with ourselves that we can learn about ourselves, about our emotions, our needs, our wants, our fears, our desires. And if you don't already do this formally in some way, I highly encourage making some sort of practice of spending some time alone with yourself. It's increasingly harder in today's day and age. And if it was hard in Rav Volbe's time, which was only a few decades ago, then even more so. It's going to be difficult in our times when we're surrounded by all sorts of other stimuli. We're constantly following other people's stories, literally and figuratively. And so it's really hard to actually be the kind of person who spends some time alone with yourself, but I highly encourage it in order to increase this emotional intelligence. Additionally, what's very popular today, maybe in the secular world, and also has its roots totally in Torah, is this concept of mindfulness, actually just taking some time to pause to ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? What thought just went through my head? What urge am I having right now? Mindfulness means awareness. It's like kavana, having intention. You might pause before you start davening, before you make a bracha, before you perform a mitzvah, even before you open your mouth to say something. That's what mindfulness is, having that awareness, creating that pause between the moment that you feel or think something and acting on it. And increasing our capacity for mindfulness and spending time alone with ourselves, both of those things could increase our Binas Halev and help us to acquire Torah even more through that quality. In this list of our Torah learning and of our hopefully increased Binas Halev, Klal Yisrael should just feel more connected within ourselves intrapersonally and with each other interpersonally. I hope that you enjoyed our learning today. Thank you so much for learning together.